The OMB News Vile. Jobless numbers in the U.S. approaching Great Depression levels from the 1930s. The federal government is once again ready to inject a massive amount of money into the American economy, about $500 billion. Passed by both the House and the Senate, the measure is expected to be signed into law by President Donald Trump this week. The bill includes $250 billion earmarked for small and medium-sized businesses to help meet payroll, rent, and other expenses. Almost 4.5 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week, bringing to 26 million those who have lost work in the past 5 weeks. Meanwhile, the coronavirus continues to extend its deadly shadow on the world. Johns Hopkins University reports, combined with just-released New York totals, add up to more than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases, with over 192,000 deaths. Here in the United States, cases stand at about 870,000, with well over 50,000 lives lost. The state of New York, the hardest hit, reports 263,000 infections, with a cost of more than 21,000 lives. The latest daily fatality count, 422. About 14% of people given antibody testing in New York have shown up positive. Governor Andrew Cuomo says that means that up to 2.7 million people statewide may have had the virus and recovered. Elsewhere, lockdowns have been extended in three more countries, Greece, Malaysia, and Bangladesh. On the other side of that equation, Vietnam, New Zealand, and Croatia are moving to ease their shutdown measures. The Czech Republic is loosening restrictions for foreigners who have been barred from entering the country, and its citizens can once again travel abroad. And the ban on the movement of people across the Czech Republic has been lifted. In Spain, for the first time since its devastating COVID-19 outbreak, there are more recoveries than new infections. Today's numbers, 2,796 new cases and 3,100 recoveries. More news at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Muslims have begun their observance of Ramadan with a month of dawn-to-dusk fasting, but many will have to forego the communal prayers and family gatherings normally part of their celebration. This as authorities maintain lockdowns aimed at slowing the coronavirus pandemic. Despite a still rising number of COVID-19 cases, the U.S. state of Georgia is reopening its economy today. Brian Kemp was one of the last governors to issue a stay-at-home order. Now he's allowing gyms, barbershops, and hair salons, among other businesses, to open their doors, despite the obvious difficulties that will pose for social distancing with the risk that entails. Georgia's neighboring state of South Carolina is lifting its shutdown restrictions on department stores, flower shops, and other businesses deemed non-essential. South Carolina's chief epidemiologist cautions the risk of exposure remains for everyone. Other governors are wrestling with the question of when to reopen their states amid warnings of those who say there is potential harm if such a move is made too soon. President Trump yesterday at his news briefing had a new suggestion for dealing with the coronavirus: ingesting disinfectant to kill the virus. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a quick reminder that disinfectant products should never be ingested, that they are meant only for cleaning surfaces. The makers of Lysol issued the same warning today. From the New York Times, a report that the Food and Drug Administration has warned against the use of hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, two of Mr. Trump's past recommendations for COVID-19 treatment. The FDA says both drugs used to treat malaria can cause dangerous heart rhythm abnormalities. According to a new survey, few Americans say they regularly look to or trust President Trump as a source of coronavirus information. According to the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, just 3 of 10 Americans say they regularly get COVID-19 information from Mr. Trump, and fewer say they have high levels of trust in what the president is telling the public about the pandemic. Hopes for an effective COVID-19 treatment have been dampened, with China reporting that a small-scale test on the antiviral drug remdesivir has proven disappointing, with no positive results for patients. But Gilead Sciences says its drug is being tested in several places around the world. The China report helped send stock prices down on Wall Street yesterday and today on Asian exchanges. The Nikkei average shed about 1% of its value. The same was true in Shanghai. U.S. markets opened higher today as oil prices boasted a 4% gain, but the Dow Jones average is now off by about 80 points. University entrance exams are being conducted in Hong Kong after being delayed for a month by the pandemic. Temperature checks, masks, and social distancing are in place at testing sites. It is expected more than 50,000 students will sit for the exams. More news at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Chief Rand, and this is VOA News.
News. It's the